Hello and welcome to the BS History Podcast. My name is BS Dreyer, and whether or not those initials are fitting, I'll let you judge. Now today I wanted to do something a little bit new. It's kind of a new series, I suppose, that I'll be doing. I love watching historical fiction, and I like to recommend some good historical fiction from time to time, so I will be doing these intermittently with some explanation as to why you ought to watch what I have been watching, whether that's a movie or a series. And of course I will endeavor not to have too many spoilers, although I will say that everything that I'm going to share will be historical fiction, and so based indeed on history, so it's not exactly necessarily a secret what happens. I think that historical fiction is a great way to get a kind of window into a period of history. It's fun to see film and TV makers' takes on periods and events that you know very well, and it can be very educational when they tackle periods and events that you don't know all that well, particularly when it's well done. Recently, I watched The King from 2019, so a very recent movie, and you should watch it if you're at all passionate about medieval warfare, medieval rule, medieval history, or King Henry V himself, who the movie is about. It is set partly in England and partly in France during the height of the Hundred Years' War between France and England, when both royal houses were sort of jousting for a position and wanting to claim each other's thrones, and everything was very, well, Game of Thronesy, really. So it makes for some very entertaining drama. The attention to detail is quite high. I was certainly quite impressed. The setting and costuming, in particular, perhaps beats out a lot of similar movies about the medieval period. There's certainly been a very real, obvious effort to really reflect the ways in which people dressed at the time and where and how they lived at the time. So that was very positive, watching that, something that is often missing from these types of movies. And another little thing that I really like is that the English speak English while the French speak French and are subtitled, which is great to see. It's always been a personal annoyance whenever characters in a movie speak a language that historically they didn't. Nazis with the British accents, probably their prime example, particularly egregious because we know what Germans in the 30s and 40s sounded like. Of course, oftentimes, as it is in this movie, the exact speech, because this is medieval England and medieval France, is hard to know for sure. In fact, we can only guess at it. We have no recordings, obviously, so we can sort of give the filmmakers and TV makers a little bit more leeway, I suppose. Even then, it seems that they've done a real good job of trying to make it sound, well, period accurate to a certain extent, while still not taking too much away from the actual viewing experience. It's still very possible, very easy, in fact, to follow what every character says. Although if you did in fact travel back in time and met those same people, you'd probably have a very hard time understanding anything that they were saying. Overall, the movie definitely gets plus points from me for attempting a lot of historical accuracy, which as a historian I always appreciate. And the movie also has pretty good character development. And because the movie deals with a young King Henry V and his rise to become the King of England, there is ample opportunity to make some pretty qualified guesses as to why King Henry V became the man that he became and did the things that he did. Of course, it very quickly turns into speculation and guesswork, but that is not necessarily only the filmmaker's fault. They kind of have to turn to that if you want to write a movie about a relatively elusive figure, because even though we are talking about royalty, very important personages within this film, the actual written accounts and knowledge about them as they lived their life is sparse at best, at least when it comes to verifiable and precise information about these people. Besides King Henry himself, there are some other characters that are very interesting, and that includes the French prince, the Dauphin, and it includes Henry V's sister, who was married off to a Danish prince, later king, and a whole host of local lords and knights. And we get kind of a glimpse into how the medieval social structure worked, at least at the higher levels of society. The French prince is a little bit to the stereotypical side, which was one thing that I didn't particularly care for, but overall it did give the whole thing a kind of Shakespearean feel to it, which seems appropriate because, of course, Shakespeare's play Henry V is really what elevated Henry V from a relatively obscured king of England, because his reign was so short-lived, up to a pretty monumental figure in English history. And of course, that is also because Henry V was the one who was leading the English army when they fought the Battle of Agincourt against the French, perhaps the most famous medieval battle. And the filmmakers, I have to give a lot of credit for the battle sequences in the movie. They really attempt to show not only period-accurate weaponry and armor, but also tactics, and indeed how brutal and very, very nasty fighting in medieval battlefields must have been. And another thing that I really, really liked was that they have the balls to put full face covering helmets on their main characters, which is something that so many medieval movies avoid because, well, you can't see the actors emote. But that is absolutely how anybody would have fought a battle. They would have been covered from top to toe in plate armor if they had the money for it, and the king and his close advisors would very much have had the money for it. So there's a great deal of full face coverage, which I really like. Of course, in terms of historical accuracy, the sort of pathos of the movie and the Shakespearean nature of the drama itself detracts quite a lot from the historical accuracy that you might perhaps want, but it is no documentary, but it is a very good movie that attempts to really show a lot of how things were back then, and I feel like they really succeeded. So I recommend watching The King from 2019, directed and written by David Michaud. And if you have a suggestion of a piece of historical fiction that ought to be recommended, feel free to reach out on Twitter at BSHistoryPod. Now go get entertained, and thank you for listening.